Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. What a privilege and honor it is to be with you today and to be able to share this message of hope and the beauty of grace and how big grace is today. You know, there's so many people struggling with religion today. They're struggling with trying to do enough and be enough and get good enough. But I want to ask you today, I want to talk to you this week about what are you trusting in? What are you really putting your trust in? You know, so many people say, well, I'm trusting the Lord. But when a crisis arises in their life, they don't turn to the Lord. They turn to their reasoning facilities to try to understand how to fix it. You know, but the Bible's very plain in 3 John 1:2-4. It says, Beloved, I pray that you might prosper in all things. So here, this is in red. Jesus is saying, I'm praying, or I wish, one translation said, I wish that you might prosper in all things. Now, the word prosper here means to empower you to prosper and to empower you to get success. So we know we've been empowered by God in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. And I talk about this a great deal, but I'm telling you, the biggest struggle in the body of Christ is the mental capacity to be able to overcome the thinking and the external thoughts that you and I have, or the external voices that you and I hear. Now you say, well, Pastor, wait a minute, are you hearing voices? Well, I think all of us are hearing and a result of what's going on externally in the world today. But the Bible goes on to say, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you. Just as you walk in the truth, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. So I'm asking you today, are you walking in the truth? Now the Bible said in John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. There's no one that comes to the Father except through me. So we understand that John 17:17 says that the Word of God is truth. Now the only thing that's truth is the Word of God. And he said, I rejoice greatly and have great joy when I hear that my children walk in the truth. So I'm asking you today, are you walking in the truth, or are you trying to figure out how you're going to work it out? Or are you trying to figure out how you're going to make it happen? Or are you trying to figure out how you're going to change the world by walking in a level of truth? Or trying to get through your reasoning facilities to figure out what you're going to do about this situation. You know, I hear people say all the time, you know, the only thing that pleases God is faith. And that's absolutely true. But it's His faith in us, according to Romans 12:3, that He's given us the measure of faith. In other words, He's given us the measure of faith that you and I need to do exactly what we've been called to do in this earth. So He said, it's my will that you prosper in all things. Now the Bible said the Holy Spirit will come upon you and teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance that He said unto us. So the Holy Spirit has been sent to guide us, to lead us, and direct us in our lives so that you and I can prosper not only in our soulish realm, but we can prosper in our health, we can prosper in the spirit realm, as long as we understand that according to how our soul prospers. Now, we're a spirit. We possess a soul made up of mind, will, and emotions, and we live in a body. So we got to understand that if I'm going to walk in victory, I've got to learn. Because 1 Corinthians 2:16 says that you and I have the mind of Christ. So if I've got the mind of Christ, then I'm walking and thinking like God thinks. Now, we got to understand, Proverbs 23:7 says, whatsoever man thinketh in his heart, that's what that man is. So what do you think about yourself? How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself prospering? Do you see yourself having great success? Do you see yourself? He said in Joshua 1:8, meditate upon these words day and night, and you will have great success, and you will prosper in every area of your life. So He's given us the ability to create wealth according to Deuteronomy 8:18. So we have the ability to create wealth, but He's given us the ability to prosper in all things. And that's His will for us to prosper in all things. You say, well, Pastor, what do you mean by prosperity? Prosperity is more than finances. Prosperity is in your health, in your peace, in your mindset, in the sound mind that you and I walk in. God is trying to bring us to a full circle of peace that passes all understanding. And you and I can walk in that peace as long as we stop trying to reason out. See, what you're thinking about is the one you're depending on. In other words, if you're thinking about you trying to figure out how you can fix it, you trying to figure out how you can change it, it's because you don't trust the Lord to make that change for you, and you trust Him to let His grace flow into your life to change that situation. So, what are you trusting in? You're the only one that can answer that today. Are you trusting in the Word of God? Are you trusting in your bank account? Are you trusting in the Social Security? Are you trusting in your 401k? What are you trusting in? You know, so many people are judged today based on what they've accumulated. But real success is a person that can stand in the middle of opposition and know who his source is and know who his strength is and know where his deliverance is. It's not about you trying to perform. It's you learning to trust in the one that trusts in you. And that's exactly, He believes in you. He got great rewards for you, and He wants you to trust in Him to walk in the full capacity of what you've been led to walk in. That's the beauty of grace.